Today's episode of Young and Happy is brought to you by...
It could be you. It
could have been you. You insufferable suckers. Nobody wanted to throw money at us. Well, guess what?
We're freakins. We go dumpster diving anyway.
Did you guess it?
You
was right.
You was right. We freaking, boy.
I'm just trying to make things more fun and more interactive.
Glad from the wow way, baby.
Did I express myself? Did I let my light shine through?
You can do anything you put your mind to. Never give up on your dreams.
I'll be living for the moment.
Every day, Saturday, and every day I feel good.
And I'm going to win, and I'm going to be happy, and I'm going to be blessed.
Happy. I'm happy every day. Love yourself. You know what I'm saying?
This is Young and Happy. In the summertime.
Welcome, Young and Happy.
It's Monday, July 10th, and you're still you. You made it through the weekend, and here you are starting another, what will surely be a glorious week.
Yo, if you're listening to this in the hospital, tweet us. I'm Caleb Presley. This is Barstool Sports Music Show. I'm sitting here with Roan.
Yeah.
Adam Ferrone. Roan. You're the man. You look good today,
don't
boy.
Talk that shit,
you
man.
You look good, boy. I don't want to gas you, but you look good. Mike
Damn.
The Bike's in here. Mike the Bike's in here. Looking extra sweaty. Looks like he just vroomed on girls all weekend. Or boys. Or whatever you do. I don't know what you do. You look like you were just at the office all weekend on the internet. Playing first-person shooters. And my guy, producer Ben, he's in the building wearing a WrestleCon shirt. That's the same shirt you wore Friday, dog.
Damn.
He still looks good on you. You look great.
Don't gas him.
What a week. What
Don't
a week to be
too
alive.
Much gas.
And if you're in the hospital, man, tweet us.
Yeah, sorry about that. We're terribly sorry about it.
Big show today. We got a little bit of Zed.
Yeah.
We got a little bit of Kesha.
Yeah.
We got some Uncle Luke. We got Aliens in the Sky with my friends Coldplay. We got a lot to talk about.
Yeah,
a
we
lot
have a,
to
a
break
ton to
down.
Talk about, you know. We have 21 Savage new album, Sam Smith, Adele.
It's a knife?
It's an album, boy.
Love that from 21 Savage. So I guess the first headline, I'll let you get into it since you're the best looking out of the group today.
That is not true, but you're the best liar out of the group today by far.
Thanks.
Absolutely. You're doing a great job of it. 21 Savage. Did come out with a new album, and it's called Issa. It's an album, and
Issa Fire.
It's to be determined because I haven't listened to all of it yet. But I'm gonna
let's pretend like we've already listened to it, and let's just do an album review using Issa.
Okay,
it's a good album.
Issa got some depth.
Issa perspective is a little different than is the last album.
It's a little poppy.
Issa got a lot of potential to go down as one of the greatest albums of all time, is what the defensive tackle from the Chargers said that.
So this guy's named Chris Harrison, which is pretty close to the name Chris Harrison, which is the guy from The Bachelor, but don't get them confused, because that's a tiny white guy, and this is a big black guy. He is...
I don't see color. Or gender.
Yeah, neither do I. It's just this...
Even though I'm from North Carolina.
I'm reading off of a piece of paper that some bigot wrote.
It's weird that you call your computer screen paper. Go ahead.
Yep, and it's whoever made it's bigoted, Steve Jobs. But this guy, Chris Harrison...
Owner of Apple's gay. I don't see sexuality choices.
You're saying apples are fruit? So he thinks that 21 Savage can be one of the greats, this guy, Chris Harrison. And so I looked a little bit, because I hadn't heard of this guy.
Do we think that Chris Harrison can be one of the greats?
Unfortunately not. He's a career defensive, or a career offensive tackle... who's making the switch to defensive tackle this year. He's 28 years old. It's not often that switch works out well for people.
The offensive line to defensive line?
Yeah, mid-career, or like six seasons deep into a career.
You never know. Maybe he's more defensive-minded.
It sounds like you're being defensive, trying to defend this guy.
I don't think it's a problem.
Well, maybe he's been defending 21 Savage to kind of bone up on whether he can be... a strong defender or not. But I just thought it was interesting that this guy, a backup's backup, is getting questioned on who he thinks the next great wave of rappers is going to be. And
it's good to hear from him.
It's about time. Chris Harrison, if you're listening.
We don't want you on the show, but if you can get Chris Gaines.
that would be great.
The alter ego of Garth Brooks.
Then we'll have you on the show. But other than that, like, just stick to football because it seems like you really need to like make the switch. Otherwise, you're going to be selling insurance next year, bud.
Yo, can I read you a headline, Ron?
Hit me with it.
Hey, can we get a sound effect? Let me see. Let me get a Chance the Rapper. A 21 Savage ad lib.
Totally. And can we also get a music is all we got?
Thank you. This is a headline for you. Get Low, a Drake-inspired dance hall cut that Zed says defines summer. That's also, Get Low is Zed's new record.
Okay, thank you. I was going to ask that.
Yeah, so let me read that to you again. Get Low, a Drake-inspired dance hall cut that Zed, the person who made the song, says defines the entire summer. So define summer, which is brings us to our segment that we do every single show called Webster's Dictionary, and I'm typing it into my paper right now. Yeah. It's on my paper that I'm looking at.
Yep, type that right onto your paper.
And I'm going to look up the definition of summer.
Okay,
and,
so...
And we're going to see what it says.
For people who don't know who Zed is, let me just break it down a little bit. Zed is a little bit of... he was born in Russia, but he is from Germany.
Freaking
and
spy.
He
wow.
looks
German Russian?
A German, yeah. Could you be more of a spy? Could you be more hated by someone in the 1950s? Could you make my grandfather any more distrustful? He's dead. In any case, that was heaven calling. Zed looks like he should be one of he should be in The Hobbit. He should be in The Lord of the Rings. He kind of looks like one of the people from Lord of the Rings. Am I wrong or am I correct?
Yeah, 100%. He
also looks like his name should be Charlie, and he should be British. Charlie.
Facts. I can co-sign everything you just said.
But that's Zed.
So Zed thinks that his new Drake-inspired dance hall cut defines summer. This is interesting because I just
wait. Can we just slow down? So this is a Russian German who lives in America and is being influenced by a Canadian who is influenced by
Jamaica.
Got it.
And his song "Get Low" defines summer. This is actually maybe taking. I'm reading off my piece of paper, and this may be more interesting than this whole entire storyline.
Then hit me with it.
Do you know how Merriam-Webster defines summer?
What is it?
The warmer half of the year.
Half?
Half.
Half?
Half.
Merriam-Webster just said summer's half of the year?
That's literally off of the Merriam-Webster.com piece of paper.
Wait, a freak.
The warmer half of the year.
So there's just two seasons now. So the four seasons. Ben, can we get some four seasons? Your whole band is a sham.
But Frankie Valli's still that guy, though. Yo, Frankie Valli, that's a name. Zed? Take some notes from Frankie Valli.
Seriously, he probably doesn't even know who Frankie Valli is.
Hey, Ben, can you either pipe it up or tone it down?
Yeah, give me all of it, and we'll gas you, or don't give us any of it, and we'll belittle you.
You know what else? You know how there's like different definitions for summer? The fourth definition is a period of maturing powers.
Oh, the summer.
A period of maturing powers.
So the spring is when you come into your own, but the summer is when you mature.
Mike the Bike's nodding his head like he already knew
Mike,
that.
Are you in your summer, your spring, your winter, your fall?
Summer.
Ah, excellent. Excellent.
Kesha dropped a diss track on Uncle Luke.
Fuck.
In today's headline that you never thought you would hear.
Wait, Uncle... Oh, I was thinking... is it Uncle Luke or Dr. Luke? Because they're very, very, very different people.
Let me look at my page of paper.
Uncle Luke is from Two Live Crew.
That's who I thought
Dr.
it was.
Dr. Luke is the guy who makes all the hits.
Unfortunately...
I think it's Dr. Luke.
Unfortunately, it's Dr. Luke. I thought it was Uncle Luke.
He's behind every hit ever. That guy is the 43-year-old Judd Apatow...
43-year-old from Providence, Rhode Island.
But still, this dude, him and Max Martin, the Swedish hitmaker, are like, all, since the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC were coming out, they are the ones who make every single hit.
I make the hits. I'm a hitmaker.
Okay, you are.
All right, so that topic's over.
No, I want to hear the diss song. It's more interesting that it's two corny-ass fucking white people. That's so, the beef I'm into.
So she just, it's like a singy song diss.
Play that.
Can I just, instead of playing hers, can I just sing one?
All right, sing a diss at this old Dr. Luke. It's you.
Hold on, I'm gonna get the.
Dr. Luke.
I'm gonna get the instrumental.
You're probably not even here, a seer. Okay.
Let's do it over the instrumental, and Ben can pipe it in. Right, I got the instrumental.
Dr. Luke,
you don't know what you put me through. That shit was stressful, bro. Scratch me out.
That shit just grass beat out.
Now I want you to die. 10,000 ways.
You don't even practice real medicine.
You're like Judge Judy of doctors.
You're like the Dr. Pepper of sodas. Piece of shit, Dr. Luke. I heard you prematurely ejaculate.
Ain't got no medicine for that, doctor.
Doctor, 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 doctor.
You ruined my career single-handedly. It didn't even have a much of a chance by itself without you, Dr. Luke.
Now I can't even afford a bottle of Jack to brush my teeth.
What am I supposed to do first thing when I wake up?
It freaking stinks, Dr. Luke. I really hate you, Dr. Luke.
I'ma put Mike the Bike on you. And so that was kind of what it sounded like praying Kesha. This comment basically what it was. I just didn't want to infringe on copyrights.
It's probably better than what she had.
I was probably a little more mean-hearted.
She could probably take some notes off of a real diss track hit maker like myself and Mike the Bike, who oversaw what we just did. Hey, what'd you think?
Mike the Bike, what'd you think?
I think your singing voice is really good.
Thanks, bro.
Both of us?
Yes.
Really?
Nice. Speaking of copyrights, can we play? This is our new segment that we did last week.
Ye olde music breakdown.
So let's play the new Coldplay Aliens. Okay, so to break that down, we're bringing in the guys from Savant, Terry and Craig.
Hey, what's going on? This is Terry or Craig.
you're Craig.
And you're Terry.
And I'm Terry. I'm going to be honest with you. I think Coldplay's trying to communicate with aliens.
You know, I think you really could be right there. Some of those lyrics seem hard to understand to the human ear, but perhaps to the alien ear, they're more decipherable.
Little known fact. Aliens have a singular ear.
Little known fact, the alien ear is actually on their buttock.
And also a sexual pleasure center.
Now, the actual lyrics, as they're read and translated to English from Alien, are, "We know what stuff out to lose our home. Diamonds hit the radio, moving in the dead of night."
Which actually still doesn't make sense in English.
When you translate that to Egyptian, it still doesn't make sense.
So these must be some advanced-ass aliens.
And if you listen to the drums of the song, they're particularly made to be so fast that white people have no idea how to dance to them, so you just move your body quickly and you give the illusion of dance. It's one of Coldplay's oldest secrets.
This has been Terry Craig of...
Savant. Thanks, guys, for coming through. It's always a pleasure to have you guys come through. I value your knowledge and input, and I find you both to be handsome as well as having a good singing voice. Voice high.
Agreed.
Check me out, guys. Michael Phelps here, big-eared freak. I'm also a really fast swimmer and the greatest of all time, and you're listening to Young and Happy.
Speaking of beef, we have... a little bit of a callback to the story we talked about on Friday when Adele canceled her tour. Adele has had some problems with her vocals, which is the Latin way of saying vocals.
Yeah, we don't have a problem with that here on Young and Happy.
Yeah, that's definitely not a problem we have because we have good vocal coaches like our boy Sam Smith does. Now, Sam Smith has a very buttery, chocolatey, but his vocal coach slammed Adele for canceling her tour. Sam Smith's vocal coach slams Adele for, quote, slapdash canceling of Wembley gigs. So it was slapdash. He used the word slapdash.
Just slapping some dash.
I think that
I like to do that whenever like I can't tell if it's one word or two words. I slapdash in
slap
there.
A dash right on there.
Yeah, right in the middle.
Whenever I'm making some mashed potatoes, I make sure that I slapdash some salt in there because you don't want some bland mashed potatoes. Just slapdash.
That's what I do when someone insults me. I just slapdash.
Whenever I'm playing one-on-one basketball on the middle of a road and I want to show how much I'm going to D up on the next possession, I just slap the dash right in the middle of the road, slap dash, showing that I'm D-ing the fuck up.
So this vocal coach, what is he talking about?
He's saying that she's pretty much calling Adele a pussy, and she did not take responsibility for her vocals, this dude said.
So this guy sounds like a guy who would have a weird name.
His name is Dr. Voice Wade, so you were exactly right. Dr. Voice.
Count it.
Yep, this guy nailed a fact. He predicted a fact, and it sure was true. But this is like a vocal coach coming at another vocal coach. That's like Freddie Roach coming at like Floyd Mayweather's dad or something like that. It's just like the trainer coming at the other trainer. Why not let them have it out like Kesha did with Dr. Luke instead of like let Adele fight her own battle? If she wants to brawl with Sam Smith, let them fucking bring out the Smith and Wesson and fucking gun brawl.
Who would you take, Adele or Sam Smith?
Adele.
Hello.
Goodbye. It'd be a fucking two-note song. Hello, goodbye.
Yeah. Good career, Sam Smith.
Huh?
Nice career.
Yeah, you're fucking dunzo, buddy.
Hey, have a more basic name next time.
Old ordinary-ass cornerback-sounding name. Boy, you sound like you play for the Miami Dolphins, Sam Smith.
Yeah, you're what, like if a guy was called John Doe and they couldn't call him John Doe, they'd call him Sam Smith.
Yeah, boring ass name, fucking stupid ass alliteration ass name. Mike, light this guy up like the fucking 4th of July. Say some mean shit about Sam Smith real quick for the cause. We're together on this one.
Yeah, just say the meanest thing that you can think of, even if it doesn't really make sense.
Fuck you, Sam Smith.
Pull that quote, Fader. Pull that quote complex.
Motherfucker.
How about that, Joe Budden?
NME. Whatever news outlet that is. And for our last story of the day, it looks like Blue Ivy has come out with a rap verse of her own.
Who's Blue Ivy?
Blue Ivy is Jay-Z's eldest son is Memphis Bleek, but the eldest daughter is Blue Ivy. If you look at this picture, she looks like she's dressed like Elvis. That's why I said Elvis instead of eldest. But here's her rap verse because homegirl got some bars.
She's got bars.
Girl got bars.
Everything was spotted, innocent inside, innocent and hiding, innocent was seeking, innocent and freaking. Everything I see, no written on everything I teach. Boom shakalaka, boom shakalaka, boom shakalaka, boom shakalaka. Everything in shaka, everything in funka, everything in shaka, everything in funka.
That's hard. In the words of producer Ben,
that's hard, fam.
That shit is hard, fam. That's a hard shit,
what
fam.
What do you think Tim Westwood would say about that?
Listen, fam, that's one of the best musical acts that I've ever seen on my show, either side of the pond. Gun sound, gun sound, gun sound.
A little Westwood for the people. We were originally going to freestyle like Blue Ivy, but I feel like this is a pretty musical show already.
We've been hitting a lot. We've been giving away a lot of our secret talents.
They always say if you are great at something, don't do it for free. On your pod.
So should I freestyle?
Yo, all right.
I've never claimed to be a great freestyler.
The beat, you guys can catch the tempo and try to emulate her flow.
Okay. Can we hear her flow?
Well, you're not in the beat, but you're just going to hear it for a minute. And then.
Okay. We get to hear her flow, though, right? Okay, say that fried.
Okay, here we go. On Friday, you come in on Friday. I eat sandwiches sideways, and I go on highways when I go cry baby.
I'm such a cry baby that I am a fly baby. You cannot have my baby. I just close my eyes, baby.
Okay. All right. All right. Wow.
In my whole life. Up in here.
Yeah, you want to hit one, Ben?
Produce Ben. That's the line of the song. In my whole life.
Benny really got something, so we're going to bite something.
And just so you guys know, later in the week, Thursday, we have a new thing coming. So we have a couple of videos in the works that are coming out this week we want you to stay tuned for. But on Thursday, we're trying a very new idea. And we're going to be profiling an artist the entire episode.
A very nude idea.
It's a nude idea. And so the two rules we need from you guys and girls are you have to listen to it in the nude with your eyes closed.
Wait, what?
For the show on Thursday.
They have to listen to the whole thing in their eyes closed?
I just want them to really take it in. It's the first time we're trying
it. Caleb said it. What are you going to tell Caleb no?
And then can you just send a picture for proof to Mike the Bike's email?
Yes.
Which is, what is it?
MKUO94@gmail.com.
Yeah, just send the pics for proof.
Quo.
And also, we realize that you might not be able to take a look at that picture after you've sent it, so because your eyes will have been closed while you took the picture. So just send any picture to Mike the Bike, and it'll count as proof.
Yeah, thanks. The artist we will be profiling does a little bit... If I met you in the summer.
Ooh.
A little bit of the, check out my bank account. I might.
I actually found out that the artist that we're profiling he broke a Michael Jackson record. He had 9 songs off 1 album make the top 10 on Billboard's chart. That's insane. So this guy freaking does it.
For a guy freaking does it, he's the highest paid DJ I think like the last 5 years. Forbes list guy, goes by the name of Calvin Harris.
How deep is your knowledge of Calvin Harris?
You're about to get some more Thursday. Stay tuned. This is Young and Happy. Mike the Bike's in the building. Start your week off right.
Yeah. 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 Hey, I just left my side hoe, cause I don't need you with it. Did you see them diamond, they water, Aquafina. Man, I just be styling like I'm fresh out of cleaning. I don't fuck with haters too, cause I don't need you with it. I just left my side hoe, cause I don't need you with it. Did you see them diamond, they water, Aquafina. Man, I just be styling like I'm fresh out of cleaning. Text from my hoe, she say she leaving. Many bitches come and they go just like the season. Hooked up with this white girl, she hot as a fever. But she say she faithful, man, but I don't really believe her. So I don't really need her. I'd rather be with my niggas. Posted up stacking these figures. Cause I know you a gold digger. And I know you a thot, go figure. You a pipe suck a dick for a picture. I kill these hoes like Hitler. But I'm all about my riches. Go get it.
I left my side hoe, cause I don't need you in. Did you see them diamond, they water, Aquafina. Man, I just be styling like I'm fresh out of clean.
No sweat, need 100, nothing less. Need to get it off my chest. Fuck haters, I'm the best. And I always been low, but I'm always dodging stress. Smoke the game like cigarettes. Tell your hoe get Nicorette. And I plead the fifth. If we fuck your hoe, then dip. I just wanna use her lips. And then bring my boy a zip. Cause these days these hoes so cold. Love you, then I fuck your bros. These hoes don't know no code. But bitch, yeah, I got gold.
I just left my side hoe, cause I don't need you with it. Did you see them diamond, they water, Aquafina. Man, I just be styling like I'm fresh out of cleaning. I don't fuck with haters too, cause I don't need you with it. I just left my side hoe, cause I don't need you with it.
cleaners. I don't fuck with haters too, cause I don't need you.